one-of-a-kind art. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Yo, you're now tuned into Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh territory. If you've never been to Off the Beaten Path, honestly, if you've never done it at this time, well, you know what? I got news for you, because this is my first time in this time slot, right after Crimes and Treasons. If you haven't listened to Crimes and Treasons, not only is it the best hip-hop show here in the Lower Mainland, but it's the best hip-hop show in BC, best hip-hop show in Canada, and that's not hyperbole, because if you listen to Canadian radio, you know it's overwhelmingly garbage. And so, it's not that they set the bar low, but Crimes and Treasons just sets the bar high. And listen, and so, you listen to Off the Beaten Path. Some weeks we're going to have some artists in here. Some weeks we're going to have some artists that you might have just heard on Crimes and Treason, and they just want to talk. Sometimes we'll just have Jamal Steele just come on. Listen, because this guy, he's a good dude. But for right now, you just got me. Hey, you know, and if you listen, if you're a frequent Off the Beaten Path listener and you have followed me from Thursdays, listen, I thank you. I thank you for following me, because Drive Time, I feel like Drive Time was just something totally different pre-pandemic, because you actually had to commute to work. And, you know, listening to it in the house, doing it from the house, doing the radio from the house, it's just a little bit different. But, you know, we're just going to switch it up. Everything's going to be a little bit different, maybe a little bit more risque, maybe a little bit more, you know, just a little bit more me. So you'll get to know a little bit more me a little bit better. And so what we like to talk about here on the show is, you know, we keep you up to date with the news, keep you up to date with what's going on during the week, what's going on throughout the weekend, what is going on here in BC, what's going on here in Canada, but also, you know, what are some of the things going on in the world, and also give you a good perspective, because sometimes telling you the information is not enough. You know, you gotta have an opinion about it. So, when we get back from a short musical break, we're gonna go into a few stories here in BC. One of which, if you like to find yourself outside, if you like to go hiking, you like to give yourself walks around Stanley Park, and you want to find a way to save money, You need to tune in. We'll be right back.
Trickle. Baby, don't you touch that door. Don't you lift a finger when I'm around. Tell me where I can do more. Girl, wherever you are, my love abounds. Tell me who got it taken care of. Who got them bills paid? Who got that really rare love? I do. Baby, let me ask you. Can planned out. Who holds you down? Who wants all of you? I do. Girl, you should know that you can depend on me. You can depend on me.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's only radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-622-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So what we'd like to do on the show, Off the Beaten Path, wow, you know, Tuesday night, listen, I already just have a reflex where it's just Crimes and Treasons, but you know, Crimes and Treasons flows right into Off the Beaten Path. And what we like to do here is we like to talk a little bit about what's going on here. Typically, that's homelessness. You know, what's going on here in BC, you know, whether that was drugs, homelessness, housing, all of these things are related. You know, here, this is it's a pretty political show. So we like to talk about how these things are really affecting everything. And its importance. And if you listen to Off the Beaten Path and you're a frequent listener, you know that my favorite, absolute favorite stories are talking about animals and animals fighting to keep the space that they once had, you know, because I find it to be incredibly important for them and incredibly important for us to understand and respect the fact that animals are not just going away lightly. It's just never gonna happen. And not only is it never gonna happen, it shouldn't happen, because we should be thinking about this space not just like how we share it with animals, but how we share it with other people. And listen, so a few weeks ago on Off the Beaten Path, we talked a little bit about how coyotes in Stanley Park were going, 34 coyotes were going to have to be put down because we spoke about this weeks, how people were feeding the coyotes and causing the coyotes to be increasingly more visible, causing more people to feed them. And then the coyotes were biting people on runs, biting people as they walked through the park. And so it's I believe it's unfair that now the coyotes have to get put down after the behaviors of human beings. Like, you know, you don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair either. However, there's another woman who doesn't think it's fair, and her name is Rita. And while in a lot of situations I would call snitches, you know, you know what we say snitches get stitches. Like, that is just how I grew up, you know. Not only that's how I grew up where bullying was encouraged. And honestly, like, I know there's some teachers probably listening to this, because I'm sure this is a little bit different than the crowd that I get, you know, at nighttime. Teachers, if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. And maybe you can agree or you can disagree with me, but I think that sometimes we should bring bullying back, because bullying helps sometimes. Sometimes. I understand all of the things that go along with bullying and the reasons why people bully and the reasons why people get bullied. And I'm not saying that everybody deserves to get bullied. Nobody deserves to get bullied. Some people deserve to get bullied. I don't want to say nobody, because I don't speak in absolutes like that. But Rita is doing her job. So there's a story about Rita. She's called the Park Warrior now, Stanley Park. And she's has devoted herself, at least in the short term, it's her mission to call out wildlife feeding in Vancouver. So what she goes out and makes sure that people aren't feeding their coyotes and feeding other types of animals, because what's happening is people are going and leaving food there and the coyotes are paying the price for it. And so Rita is doing her job. And so, like, while I would normally say stop snitching, I think that Rita is doing a public service, because she's in service of the animals, you know, not in service of these dumbass people, you know, who probably are going out to, I would say dumbass people. I think of the drum circle, because I feel like, well, not all the people there are dumb. A lot of people there are dumb, and they go out and they feed the coyotes and they think it's cute. They think it's cute that the animals come out, their little tails, their little wave, and they're like, oh, it's a cute dog. Listen, you wouldn't feed a stranger's dog, because you'd be afraid of the repercussions. Like, somebody might beat your ass for that. So you feed these coyotes, poor coyotes that come out and you think it's cute, and now they have to be put to death. And, like, I don't think that we should be putting people, like, euthanizing people, because that seems a little harsh. But I do think that Rita, thank you for your service. I appreciate you. And also, if you don't run into Rita, you might run into a park ranger. And the park board has just approved $500 penalty for feeding any wildlife in the parks. So, don't feed any animals in the park. If you were thinking about it, please do not refrain. Just stop. And if you're listening to the show and you're a wildlife feeder, maybe you should think about yourself and think about, you know, what are some of the things that you can do better with your time and with your energy rather than harass animals and potentially put their life at risk? Like, I've never fed a bear because obviously I know the rules, but there is a story on BC, which is funny because I actually, when I read the story initially, it said give black bears lots of personal space as they prepare for hibernation, conservationists say. And at first I read it, it was like, give black boys a lot of space as they prepare for hibernation. I was like, yeah, give me a lot of space as I prepare for my winter months. I need that space. But also give black bears a lot of space, because you're putting their lives in danger by getting too close to them. Like, people don't understand. Maybe people do understand and they just choose to be obtuse, that when you get close to animals, majority of time the animals you get close to are going to have to be put down, especially the wild ones that are potentially predators. Because, one, people are stupid and they get close to animals and they do stupid stuff. And the closer the animals get to humans, the closer that they get to these idiots, right? And so, like, it's really dumb people that put us all in position. Like, there is so many things in the world that could be solved if we just didn't allow people to make stupid decisions. And I don't know how you get people to, you know, to stop making stupid decisions, because we just have so many people. But if we could, if you could design something for that, you could probably make a lot of money. And I would say schools are designed for that. But I think that we have learned long enough that schools are inefficient in actually teaching people anything of note. Like, they don't teach people common sense. They just teach people how to be good workers. And with that, we're going to go to another musical break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Truth and Reconciliation Day on Thursday and what you should and should not do to think about that and honor the people of this land.
I got a past, now I ain't proud of it. Dr. Phil, no, now I ain't talk about it. I got a past, said I ain't proud of it. Uncle Phil, yeah, wish we could talk about it. Still kind of the best, yeah, still one of the best, yeah, still for the next, yeah, still got no fear back. Greatest out of my city, no kill. It's the real thing, you ain't gotta. What you say, all I hear is rah rah. I ain't listen, nah nah. What you say, all I hear is rah rah. I ain't listen, nah nah. It's a long flight, but a fucking dog, yeah. Better buckle up, we ain't about to plunge, yeah. I don't talk, put you out like a light, yeah. It's the one, just to make you take a flight, yeah. It's the hustle, just the destination stardom. I ain't listen, I'm so far gone. It's the wavy length, it's the 808. It's the bass with the boom, that's the gold play. X on the beat, another for the street. Just the way I hustle, yeah. Another one for hustle, yeah. RP hustle, yeah. Stop playing, better give me my respect. Being better, come in my check. Stop playing, better give me my respect. I ain't better, come in my check.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, this is Vancouver's only radio station worth listening to. It's the only radio show worth listening to. Honestly, it's the best evening in radio in Canada. First, you have Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10, dropping the hottest new hip-hop and R&B. Not only are they introducing you to the newest heat, from all over the world, but also here in Canada, you know. And then you have Off the Beaten Path, not just giving you new music, but also new information that you can play and talk about your friends. You can feel smart. You can share with people. You can feel smart at work on Wednesday. You can feel good about yourself all week. You can say, like, you know, I did the bare minimum. I listened to radio, and they told me about Rita. And Rita is out here saving the coyotes in Stanley Park. Also, next Tuesday, listen to Vancouver's YVR Showcase with live performances, live broadcast, live streaming event from 8 to 12 from the Portside Pub. Crimes and Treasons presents DJ Relly Rels, DJ Jamal Steeles, DJ Jules Andre Brown. Got comedy by Mufaro, live performances from Tion Gibbs, Shailene D, Terrell Safady, Messiah, Cordo, Freelance Flint, Actuel Shabazz, Prado, and many more. So listen, that is 8 to 12 at the Portside Pub next Tuesday. Go check it out. Some of the hottest artists in not just here in BC, but in Canada. You can check it out. If you need tickets, you can call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I don't have any tickets for you, but maybe somebody does if you call during the daytime tomorrow. I didn't mean to trick you, but, you know, sometimes I got to do it. So this Thursday is Truth and Reconciliation here in BC's Truth and Reconciliation Day. It was made into a federal holiday, and I think that it's very interesting for being an outsider, when I say an outsider, like an American coming to Canada and really learning about a lot of the atrocities and things that happened and continue to happen to the Indigenous people here in Canada and in BC specifically, like learning as I live here and learning as, just every day, because I feel like one of the great things about just being alive, you know, just being a part of, you know, this society we have, is you can continue to be curious and you continue to learn and you can understand, and you understand, one, how all these things are connected. So I learned about Truth and Reconciliation. I learned about, you know, the efforts, it's air quotes, that Canada makes to the Indigenous population here. Canada makes to, they really owe it to not only the Indigenous population, but to all Canadians to be better for just, it's like to be better, so to teach better history so that people have better perspectives, so that they can move just more knowledgeable and just with more empathy and more understanding throughout their life, so that we can try to right some of these wrongs. You know, I mean, it's only, I feel like our lifetimes are long, but they're really short. So, you know, so we can right some of these wrongs. And so they just really recently made a federal statutory holiday, which I think is like absolutely bare minimum. And a lot of companies in BC are not even giving their employees off, but schools are off and daycares are closed. And so I think that it's interesting because we understand, from my perspective, from a Black perspective, understand that when people talk about, you know, what a country has done, so what America has done to Black people, what Canada has done to Black people, it really is put them at the bottom and put them at the lowest rung on the economic ladder, really leaving little to no room to, to move up in class or in economic status. And so when you think about, like, closing the schools, like, who do you think that has the most outsized impact on and closing daycares? People who are on salary jobs, you know, people who are on hourly jobs, wage jobs, people who can't work. I mean, people who work, you know, who have to go to work. And normally those are people who are racialized and marginalized people. And so, like, sometimes I think, like, are people even really thinking about it? Because it's a banking holiday. And we know what banking, the sector, is made up. We know what the federal government, you know, employees sector is made up. It's mostly not Indigenous people, you know, and so people get an extra day off. Like, I thought this was, I kind of find it, like, I am not Indigenous. I'm not, you know, Indigenous from Canada. So, like, I don't want to speak for how the people, you know, people think about it. But, like, I remember when last year when they made Juneteenth a holiday and they made it a federal holiday. And you know who got off of work? A lot of white people for Juneteenth. And Black people still had to go to work. They still had to go to their hourly jobs. They still had to go, you know, serve and be in service for white people who got off work. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. And so, honestly, I think the same thing about the Truth and Reconciliation Day. And so, like, you know, if you are scrambling to try to think about, you know, what you should do to honor, you know, the loss lives and lost livelihoods and lost languages and lost people and cultures and families and you know, everything that, you know, that people have lost throughout the centuries of persecution, and you're trying to scramble, you're trying to figure out what you should do this week, you probably should just do nothing. Just sit your ass in the house and, you know, maybe pick up a book. You know, I'm sure there's lots of books that you can read. You can go to Indigo or wherever the library. And you can just go find a book that you know, that you feel fit. Like, I'm not going to give you any suggestions because I personally don't know any. But you should. Now, on a different note. Now, I think that, so as you know, we do here, CITR is located on the beautiful campus of British Columbia on UBC. And so we do the radio show out of the Nest. And so what we've been seeing is that it's really nice to see people back on campus and people back out just like enjoying life. Like, and there's a statistic that came out a few weeks ago that was redacted, but I think it is, it's similar. So like they said that 99% of the people under the age of 30 were vaccinated, which is obviously not true because I know a bunch of you dumbasses who are not vaccinated. Please change that. You know, if you can, you know, if you have health risks, obviously we know, we, you know, understand that. And, you know, if you're immunocompromised and you can't take the vaccine, you know, if think about the people who are not immunocompromised, think about those people when you say, no, I don't want to get the vaccine. Think about the people who can't get the vaccine and need you to protect them. Anyways, so it's nice to see people back on campus. But there is a letter in the CBC written by somebody's mom. And it's talking about the title is Braving the New the New World of Campus, How to Navigate the Exciting and Scary Transition to University. And now, one thing. So if you're a new college student and you're listening to this show, I don't know how to tell you this. Your mom only knows but so much. Like, you know, there are so many things that go on the college campus that I... Had I just listened to my mom, I would have been shit out of luck. Not just shit out of luck. It's crazy to actually think about people who are going to college now. Let's say it's 2021. So when 18 years ago, let's just say your mother was 25. You were 25 in 2003. That's crazy, you know? I was going to say, you know, your mom, but your mom probably had a MySpace. You know, she probably had a, you know, a Zanga or, you know, maybe some, you know, I don't know, whatever predated that. Maybe even had a Facebook. That is crazy. And, you know, so maybe they do have, you know, a little idea about what college campus would feel like, you know, in a new day, because I feel like when my mom went to college, that shit was totally different than when I did. But honestly, just taking advice from your mom on some things is great, but this one is like, you know, talking about the newness of it all, talking about, you know, adjusting and what are some of the things you need to find. And I'm going to tell you, listen, don't read this article. I read it. It is not horrible, but listen, go talk to somebody. Go, you know, I hope you have an older cousin or a older brother or older sister or older, you know, aunt or uncle that's maybe not too old, but not too young. Because I promise you, they'll give you better advice than your mom. But when you need help, those people can only do so much. Definitely call your mom. But honestly, I was going to go into why we should bully people who listen to their mom. But you know what? College freshmen don't need any more bullying. There's a lot of stuff going on already. College is tough. And it's even tougher it's tough for so many people. Honestly, there are so many stories on CBC, like I read. So if you don't know how I do the show, it's like I'm taking you down my journey and how I go through my mind. Basically, I read CBC throughout the week and I really try to understand like what is going on, what's the sentiment of what's going on in the show, you know, in the week. And so this week it was a lot about Gabby Petito. So if you have heard the story, it is about it's not a story, you know, this real life. It's like this woman who went on a camping trip with her fiance and didn't come back. And so you hear a lot about these types of stories, not just missing people, but just stories about how women are not believed, you know, women are not believed on campus about sexual assault, how horribly RCMP officers handle, reports of sexual assault. How many women get sexually assaulted on a college campus? And so there's so many things that need to be addressed that I feel like that UBC fails to address and that this woman fails to talk about in her article. It's because I think that people need to be spoken to in specifics. Like, I don't think that this, I mean, it's obviously CBC, and they fill the shit with a lot of fluff. And you see, but you see stories about this all the time about how we just fail people on college campuses, particularly women. And we fail women really not just on college campuses, but really throughout the just throughout our society, but especially on college campuses. And boys or men, if you are listening to this, I'm talking to you because you are the I don't know the word. I can't really think of the word, but you are the reason for a lot of sexual assaults on campus. For most of them, 99% of them are because of you or because of one of your friends. And honestly, if you are listening to this radio show, and I can see some of you in the nest even looking, it's like it's you or and your friends. And if it's not you, it's you or your friends. Or if it's not you or your friends, it's you and the things that you allow other men to do in your presence. And so it just takes a few of you to really make this college campus safer for the rest of the people who are on this college campus. And it's not just here, but it extends beyond college, and it extends beyond just the time that you step on the college campus. It's important that you all think about that, because this is a new place, and it is new, and it's and these spaces are new, and these kind of articles about this woman wrote are needed, you know, to help people transition from, you know, from living at home with their parents to living at on campus. But there's so many things that are left unsaid. And one of those things is speaking directly to men, boys, and about their behavior and about the things that we can change, we can help change for the future. So just be mindful of that as you experience, as you are experiencing new things. For me, I gave some advice to my little cousin when he went to college. I wrote him a letter. And I think there are some very valuable lessons to be learned. One of those is just, you know what? Those were for me and my cousin. Listen, there's just so many things that that needs an entire show. So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the obvious things that you should know. You know what? Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the things I obviously know. I'm going to introduce you to some new music, and we'll be right back.
Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Somewhere I can't say, where is he, the man who was just I want someone who likes the champagne I like. My A, I like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited. Your heaven sent, your smile put me at ease. You the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna go to my Ray and my Terry. Yes, I'm alone.
When people write me hostile texts on account of my lifestyle's perception, invade my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool or ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented, strong communicator, vagabond. I gallivant around the equator, and that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, is this an immaculate version of me and my bitch? My Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me.
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see.
Let's pour some cherry wine. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Hey, yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can see. I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna talk to my Ray and my Terry. Yes, I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna talk to my Ray and my Terry. Oh, 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 na, 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 na. Oh, 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 what the, oh, oh, I did it.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's UBC's radio station. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And so if you listen to the last story, you know, talking a little bit about how men on this campus and men really everywhere really need to be looking out for other men because they're dangerous. So there's a story that just came out, which is actually pretty fucking scary, honestly, if you really think, when you actually kind of take a step back, right? It says U.S. college gender gap producing dangerous amount of broke and alone men, professor warns. Like, I feel, I'm just going to read you to a few paragraphs of the story. So in recent weeks, you may have seen a slew of articles focused on diminishing amount of men enrolled in college, pushing some experts to warn why this may be a bad sign for the future of American society. In short, as one professor explained, the gap is resulting in the heightened production rate of the most dangerous type of person in the world. Listen, broke and alone men are the most dangerous people in the world. That is scary because there are a lot of fucking broke people and there's a lot of men in this world. So broke and alone men are dangerous. And I don't think that's, I don't think, I feel like if you talk to a lot of women, they'd be able to tell you that already. You know, like, I don't think that we needed like a actual sociological study to realize that. But the idea that there are more broke and more alone men sounds scary because, like, I don't actually, I got a lot of friends who are broke. Me, at times, I find myself broke. But I guess I've never been broke and lonely. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like those two combinations could. I mean, we see, like, you know, I feel like with the rise of, you know, we talk about incel. I feel like, you know, incel, we use that language pretty loosely. But, like, with the rise of men who have this type of mentality where they don't have what they believe they deserve, or who they believe think they believe they deserve, and the type of things that they are capable of, like the type of violence that they are capable of. I mean, we see what type of violence that men, I mean, R. Kelly just got sentenced. Well, he says he's looking at like 125 years in jail, and R. Kelly should do, like, I wish we could keep R. Kelly alive so that he could do every single one of those years. And R. Kelly is neither broke. I mean, he should have been alone, but he wasn't broke. So it's like, we see the type of horrors that rich men can do, and broke men are more dangerous than that. And I honestly, thinking back on it, I think rich men are more dangerous, but broke men are also dangerous. Men are just dangerous in general. It's fucking, I mean, it's kind of scary. So the CNN segment highlighted that the National Student Clearinghouse, women make up about 60% of college students and men make up about 40%. And that's not really surprising because I feel like when I went to school, like, you could just see the fact that not only are there more women in college, but they stay in college more than men do. You know, I specifically have lots of memories of going to my dormitory in the first semester, and then the second semester, just seeing how many dudes were just bums. Like, there's just a lot of male bums out here, and it's kind of fucking sad. Sad that they're bums, and also sad of what to think of, like, okay, you know, what a 30-year-old bum, maybe not scary, but imagine 20 years of being a bum, you know, like that, and you're just sad and broke and lonely, and you are, you know, now you're, instead of it's like male pattern baldness and like early balding, no, now you're just 50 and you're bald because 50-year-olds bald, you know. And now it's just like, what is our world look like when it's just bitter old men out here trying to run shit, and all the women are the ones that are, which, you know, who are educated, you know, and dealing with that. And, you know, and I don't know what scares me more, the climate crisis or broke, lonely men. I'm not sure. I think that's, I I've read the story, and as I think about it, I just get more worried and more worried. I don't know if you can feel me, you know, if you can feel like the energy that I'm giving off, but it's kind of scary because I'm just thinking about it, and I'm just thinking about, you know, how do you combat that? You know, like, how do you talk to men who are clearly not giving everything that they have, or maybe they are giving everything that they have, you know, and just the idea that they just can't compete, you know, because they've been relying on this maleness for so long that what's next if you don't got that, you know? It's interesting. You know, if you can't rely on just brute force and interrupting people, you know, what else do you have? I know what I don't have. I don't have the gumption that this Danish artist has. So a Danish artist turned in 2 blank canvases to a museum where he was commissioned $84,000 to present a piece of art at the Kunsten Museum in Aalborg, Denmark. So he was paid to recreate an average Danish annual income and an average Austrian annual income, which were 2 paintings first shown in 2007. Both works used actual money to highlight said incomes, but instead of using the money in his art, he did the opposite. He just submitted 2 blank canvases, called the painting "Take the Money and Run," and bounced. Now, like, I am... like me, there's me. I have like 2 things. Like, one, I'm all for a great grift. And then I'm also against stealing from poor people, you know, or people who don't know any better. However, when you steal from rich people, when I think of like an art museum, you know, a gallery, I think you're stealing from rich people. And you know what? I'm all for a good grift when you're stealing from rich people. If you could sell a blank canvas to an art gallery for $84,000, I just have to give you a round of applause. Because that I was also reading a story this week about another great gift, but this guy has gone to jail, where he would send Facebook, Google, and some other tech companies just random invoices. And they paid him, and he made over $200 million like that. Now I'm like, man, you got greedy. You could have gave it up, you know, after you made your first million, maybe your first 5. But I'm sure he just was like, I cannot believe I continue to just get paid. And just kept sending him fake invoices. And then he went to jail. But I bet for a little bit, he was living pretty good. And you know what? There's just so many good grifts out there that one day I'm going to catch on to one, and I'm going to ride it all the way to disappearance. Like, you guys will never hear from me again. If I had a grift so good I could get $200 million out of Facebook, I would have disappeared so long before they ever found out. It would be insane. I would just leave clues for like my friends and family, like, hey, there's money, you know, there's money here. And I would make like pirate maps, and I would just be doing lots of fun things with my grift money. I definitely wouldn't spend it on supercars and things that are going to get me sent to jail. When we get back, we're going to play a few songs for you. When we get back, we're going to have one last story about how this squirrel has this man going nuts. Stay tuned.
Whatever's happening, I've been waiting. My money's calling, ringing hell loud. Ain't holding hands, this ain't handouts. Bombing on me, yeah.
Yo, you're tuned in with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I thank you all for listening, and I thank you all for tuning in. And if you listen to Thursdays, you know, from 7 to 8, and you've been with me on Off the Beaten Path for the last 3 years, I appreciate you for moving with me to Tuesdays. I know it can be a little bit of a transition. The show will be... we'll also play on Thursday mornings, but it's just something a little bit we're trying new. So, you know, my name is Issa Arian, and after the pandemic, I just wanted to try something a little bit new. I felt like I didn't want to just rush back into like my old life. Like I felt like, you know, we had such a time where we could kind of reflect and think about how our lives were, how we could optimize our lives, you know, that, like I say optimize, like not like make more efficient and fit more things into the day, but really what fits, what different fit, you know, when do you get the opportunity to just do something new? When do you get the opportunity to sit by yourself? And when do you get the opportunity to just do different things? And so one of the things I wanted to do was bring the show to nighttime because I wanted to bring a little bit different vibe. So if you with me on these Tuesdays from 10 to 11, I am going to be experimenting on just what that looks like and feels like for me. And I would love to have your feedback on what that looks like and feels like for you. And I'd love for you to tell a friend to listen. Some weeks we're going to be playing way more music than we normally do on Off the Beaten Path. Some weeks we're just going to have, you know, just conversations with some artists. I know we used to do that on Thursdays, you know, some artists, especially around VIFF, especially around the film festival, you know, that I love that, you know, we're going to be able to, being in this time slot is going to allow me to have more guests and do more interviews. And I just want to try to bring a different vibe to the show. And so I thank you for being with me. Thank you for spending the last hour. You have been great. And I do this show for you, for the listeners, for the people. And just thank you. Until next week, I'm out. Tune in next Tuesday, Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 12 at the Portside Pub. It's live. You can